Good evening. Tonight I would like to come back to the compass of Zen by Zen Master Sung San. Recently, the Zen master that gave me my name, Heian, passed away. And Sung San Sunim was one of his teachers. And in thinking about him, I just want to talk about a couple of things. A little section, you know, the compass of Zen is very short, to the point. It doesn't have a lot of words. So this particular section is called the human root. And that's what we're on, aren't we? Coming empty-handed, going empty-handed, that's human. When you are born, where do you come from? When you die, where do you go? Life is like a floating cloud which appears. Death is like a floating cloud that disappears. Floating cloud itself originally does not exist. Life and death, coming and going, are also like that. But there is one thing that always remains clear. It is pure and clear, not depending on life and death. Then what is the one pure, clear thing? This is our practice. What is the one clear thing? Not two. And I would like to read one more to sort of bring it around full circle. Just like this, Buddha. The spirit remains clear and light. The six roots, meaning the senses, and the six dusts, the perceptions, are taken off and thrown away. The original body remains clear constantly. Speech and words cannot hinder it. True nature has no taint and is already a perfect sphere. Only without thinking, just like this, is Buddha. Four elements, earth, fire, water, air, disperse as in a dream. The six dusts, perceptions, and the roots, the senses, and consciousness are originally emptiness. To understand that the Buddha and the eminent teachers return to the place of light, the sun is setting over the western mountains, the moon is rising in the east. Oh, what do you say? Say something that is just like this. Oh, how we scurry about.
Opening tonight was helpful to me to give me a better sense of perspective. And I do feel like I'm coming closer to whatever the end of the road is, and going back to where I started, so to speak, and trying not to stay too attached to the all of those things that I've become attached to during my life, whether it's here for the last 9 years, or projecting what's going to be in the future, but rather just trying to accept that it is kind of like a cloud. Being able to move through it is a big challenge for me, not getting attached to where I am and who I'm with, but rather being a part of the whole, part of the whole.
Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah, just that metaphor of the cloud is, I guess, serendipitous that last summer I was out, as you know, in the remote part of Montana, and a geological formation is called the Chinese Wall, and it rises hundreds of feet up from the floor of the prairie, essentially. And I spent a part of the day just on my own looking out across the wall. And as it rises off the prairie like that, the winds prevailing come from the west. And as they come over the top, they release the moisture and the cloud forms right on the edge. And then within maybe about 2 miles from that edge, it dissipates. And so I spent the day just watching that, just watching those clouds and the shadows move across the valley floor as well. And it was profound, and it just, yeah, and sort of just amazing thing to see. And then to see it used as a metaphor here for life, absolutely. That just brought me back to that moment. It was fantastic.
Oh, thank you for sharing that. It sounds wonderful.
Yeah, I thoroughly recommend it.
I can almost see it and experience it in my mind's eye. The magic. You know, things are like clouds. They come and they go, but the magic never disappears. There are times in my own life where I miss the magic. What happened to the magic? Where did it go? Why do I feel so burdened? That eighth consciousness, where the seeds of our karma and all our past experiences are kept. Even without us really recognizing it, they creep up in these little clouds, if you will, of karma. Stir up, sometimes little storms. Sometimes joy, you know, of some experience, like Ross's friend having family, enjoying being with people that he loves. But that's all part of, right, the comings and the goings. Chung'an's name. Yesterday I talked to him. One of the things he said to me was, Bodhisattvas, they know that salt is salty and sugar is sweet. I'm talking about non-attachment and not being stuck in duality. Just because you are experiencing the suchness of things and the equanimity, the beauty and the compassion, doesn't mean that you don't know. Salt is salty, sugar is sweet. You're not disappearing into some emptiness. I'm very much here. So the magic is always there if we can just see it. Well, my heart goes out to all of you tonight. I really feel you, and I'm really happy to be sitting with you having this experience together. So thank you. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you. Thank you for making my night.